This is Greg.
Hi, Greg. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm all right. Just got back from vacation.
Oh, fun. That's awesome. Where'd you go?
Just up here in Florida.
Nice.
My account service girl, who is that again?
Catherine.
Catherine?
Yeah, it says Catherine's your account manager.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Catherine told me there was a bad review that happened 20 years ago. And
okay.
She thought that it was so old, Google would get that out of there.
Okay.
It is now prominently displayed as first.
Okay.
Bad
Let
review.
Me look. Mm-hmm.
And it's upsetting that I've spent hours and hours and hours and hours with Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Months spent, and it took us 2-3 months just to get through all the rigmarole. And sure enough, I'm already paying, and I was just told by two people that looked me up, who were those people that said you guys were rude? I said, oh my God, that was back when they were trying to take the contract, and they were trying to do it themselves, and they were coming in on Saturdays. So they got customers.
So it looks to me like that negative review has been removed, because I'm looking at your Google listing right now, and there are no...
Google. You're not looking at all of them. It's not coming up on Google, even though it was a Google
Where is it
listing.
Coming up?
Well, I can't remember. They told me, but I don't remember. I have too much stuff going.
Okay.
I really do. But I can go back to my office, and I can probably look in my calendar, and I can probably figure it out. Catherine will tell you. She knew all about it.
There's a note here that there's a bad review on birdeye.com. I just looked that up, but that's not a directory that we optimize for you or include in our package. So it's kind of like if I hired you to do a bathroom remodel, and then, when you contact me, I start saying, huh?
Tina, I understand.
Yes.
Someone said something about the roof. Nothing to do with the bathroom.
Exactly. So we don't do this directory for you. You'd have to find out who set up the BirdEye directory for you and contact them.
I've never had anything other than Google.
Well,
see,
I mean,
bothers me.
You must have had this for at least 7 years, 6 years, because this...
More than seven, 15.
No, I'm talking about the BirdEye listing, because people posted a review on there. One was 7 years ago and one was 6 years ago. So they wouldn't have been able to post on there if you didn't have a directory with them. So what I would do is probably, contact BirdEye and tell them what happened. Say there's two bad reviews on there.
Do you have a number for BirdEye? I've never heard of BirdEye.
I can try to find it for you, but in the meantime, the reason I was calling was just because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and
okay.
I didn't know if something's going on with the card that we have on file.
Probably. I'm in the midst of I'm separating from my a guy that I had working for me, and he thinks he's going to go into my bank accounts, which he has. He's gone into my ABP, which he has.
Oh,
he's trying to get into the retirement. And he's just A, out of control, and B, he's producing he's actually I'm told it's a felony what he's doing. Well, at my stage, I'm trying to get this going. I'm smart enough to start putting leads or not leads but reviews on my platforms. So that's
right.
I've changed cards. I went to the bank, closed out all the accounts yesterday.
No wonder. Okay.
And so they're down. Actually, I closed one or two accounts out. I guess it was last week. Yeah.
So I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
Well,
yeah, that's just horrible.
It is. It's a shame.
Yeah.
And it's a pain. And if I had a couple leads come through, it would be less painful. But
right.
I don't have any leads coming through from you guys, and yet I'm still paying. This is the third month I've paid no leads. So I'm just kind of, do you see any leads there, Tina?
Let me look here 1 second.
It was
Let me go
right?
on your dashboard. Yeah, it is, Tina. You have a very good memory. Thank you for that.
Yep.
So it's showing that there's 9 leads on the dashboard that came in through the call tracking number that we're promoting for you. Let me listen to one of them and just see what happened just real quick.
There's one lead that was from a hospital where I had my heart attack, and that was them trying to tell me about my $300,000 bill that insurance is paying.
So I see the one that came in on August 21st. They got your voicemail, but then they hung up. They didn't leave a message. But I can give you the number if you want to follow up with them.
Well, I do. I want to follow up with all 9 if I could.
Yeah. So I can screenshot this and send it to you in an email if you like. Or once we get the payment up to speed, you can go on your dashboard and you can
see when is
all
my payment? The 25th, I thought. That's the date I gave
It's
back.
On the 22nd, it says.
Yeah. Well, it's going to probably be late every year because I go into my office the 25th or the 30th. I make my payments. And I told Catherine it had to be the 25th. Why such an obscure number? What a date? 25th, every general contractor makes
payments. I think when you signed up, it was on the 22nd, so it was just automatically set for the 22nd of each month.
Yeah.
But I
yeah.
can set it up after this payment goes through.
Yeah.
Moving forward, I can set it up to process on the 25th of each month. So that's not a problem.